Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Concetta Cipolletti, the founder and CEO of American Bioservices, which specializes in biohazard waste removal, remediation services, and trauma scene cleanup. Concetta, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today. So for starters, and for the benefit of our listeners, tell us more about American Bioservices.
Of course. We are a local women-owned company, and we specialize in bio recovery, bio waste removal, and remediation services, specializing in trauma and crime scene cleanup. So we work very closely with law enforcement and work in the local and public sector of our community and state.
And if you would, tell us what features or processes distinguish American Bioservices from the competition. Get into some of those details.
You know, surprisingly, there is a lot of competition. And more importantly, our industry is not very widely regulated. So not only do we bring a high level of expertise to what we do, all of our techs are certified in trauma and crime scene remediation. So that stands out right away. The other thing that brings we're really hard to beat our response time. We can get to most sites within 30 to 90 minutes of our first contact. And so I think that since we are Seattle-based, we're readily available, and we do have an expertise in this area. It's pretty hard for other people to, you know, beat our service.
Now, Concetta, regarding the city of Seattle and measures involving COVID-19, how can American Bioservices be of assistance in these regards?
We are already on the front lines of combating a huge public safety concern in Seattle, removing homeless encampments around the city. So COVID-19 only increased that demand and that number of camps and homeless people. So we offer a quick response time to mitigate these issues. But we also educate ourselves in that moving target of CDC, EPA recommendations. Like any industry, you know, we have had to entrench ourselves in the movement to create, a public safety model and work plans and the implementations of those. And so, public sectors like the city of Seattle, they're having to adjust the same. So, you know, they're really leaning on companies like ours, industrial hygienists, you know, biorecovery companies, to help them, you know, put those plans in place. So that's the important piece, is you can create a plan, but then who's going to roll it out, you know? And you can't just hire a janitorial company without the proper training. So it's a huge demand. We're in huge demand for the city of Seattle, actually, the private sector as well.
Yeah, thanks for those details, and really appreciate what you're doing there locally in the city of Seattle. Today we're joined by Concetta Cipolletti, the founder and CEO of American Bioservices, which specializes in biohazard waste removal, remediation services, and trauma scene cleanup. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking this further, why is Seattle a city of critical importance to what your company does and what the nation needs to be aware of regarding attempts to stop the spread of COVID-19?
That's a great question, and I get this question a lot. It's critical in the sense that we have already been on the front lines cleaning up hazardous waste, you know, with our homeless encampments. But, you know, the political temperature in the nation, you know, Seattle is giving lots of negative press around that. So the crucial part, you know, sometimes when you get negative press, it's actually a good thing because you can turn those things around. So, you know, I feel that Seattle, you know, we have big giants here like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and these companies, people are watching these companies. They're on the national stage, you know, so how we implement new standards to mitigate COVID-19 is paramount. you know, with those hubs, people are going to be watching. And, you know, how is that new normal going to look, you know, in our society? And not only are people watching, they're holding businesses accountable.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I recall the first COVID-19 case in the U.S. being in the state of Washington, and I'm even thinking it was even in the Seattle area.
Not only, I think, are you correct, obviously, don't put this in writing, but I believe it was a man in Everett, and I happened to be traveling through the airport at the same time he went through the airport, so I was one of those lucky people that got COVID, you know, straight away. Actually, not only once, but twice. So yeah, you know, Seattle has been, like I said, on the national stage for so many things. And, you know, we were the epicenter of this outbreak.
I don't know if it was lucky or unlucky, but two times having COVID, my goodness. Well, we really appreciate your joining us here today. Lastly, what takeaway point should listeners know about American Bioservices?
Well, I feel that not only are you getting a high level of expertise in the arena of biorecovery and infectious disease control, we are helping to restore a fractured society by providing the service that you know, change how we look at the public safety from a mitigation perspective, and we deliver on that promise. So people are suspect, they're getting antsy, they're ready to, you know, get out and, you know, and restart their lives. So it's very, very critical for us to play a part in restoring faith in our communities.
Conchetta, I'm sure listeners want to know how they could connect with you and get more information about American Bioservices. Where's the best place online to do so?
They can go to our website at www.AmericanBioservice.com.
And of course, we always include links within the show notes of this broadcast to further aid as well. Again, Conchetta, all the best. Thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Conchetta Cipolletti, the founder and CEO of American Bioservices, which specializes in biohazard waste removal remediation services and trauma scene cleanup. And for further details, visit AmericanBioservice.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.